Dad were divorced, and I never saw a loving relationship modeled at home. More likely, however, it was because of my own selfishness and sexual sin. Everything I knew about women came from one-night stands and casual dating relationships. I didn't date during that year under Joel's teaching. I might have been the only man in history to attend a married couples class for a whole year without even having so much as a single date. But just before the 12-month mark, I prayed this simple prayer. Lord, I've been in this class for a year and have learned a lot about women, but I'm not sure I've ever seen these things in real life. I've never really known any Christian girls. Please show me a woman who embodies these godly characteristics. I wasn't asking for a date, girlfriend, or spouse. I just wanted to see these teachings in practice, in real life, that I might understand them better. God did far more than that. 1 week later, He introduced me to my future wife, Brenda, and we fell in love. Out of our commitment to Christ, Brenda and I decided to stay pure before marriage. She was a virgin, and I wished I were. We did kiss, however, and whoa, our lip smacking was wonderful. It was my first experience of something I would later discover far more deeply, the physically gratifying payoff that comes from obedience to God's sexual standards. In a song made popular during my senior year in college, the singer mourned about trying to remember how it used to feel when a kiss was something special. The lyrics from the song resonated sadly with me because at that point in my life, a kiss meant nothing to me. It was a joyless prerequisite on the path to intercourse. Something was deeply wrong. But now, having cut way back, in my experience with Brenda, the simple kiss became thrilling again. To an old sex hog like me, this was totally unexpected. As God continued to work in my life, Brenda and I married, honeymooned in Colorado, then settled into a new apartment building on the edge of a cornfield in a Des Moines suburb. Is this heaven? I surely thought so. Time passed, and at first I was feeling good. While I was once engaged to two women at the same time, I was now happily married to one woman. While I once drowned in pornography, since my wedding day I hadn't purchased a pornographic magazine. Given my track record, this was remarkable. Stopping short, I threw myself into my sales career and my leadership roles at church. Then I became a dad. I relished it all, and my Christian image shined brighter and brighter. By worldly standards, I was doing